We've long covered the wave of overdose deaths from fentanyl, the synthetic opioid that health officials say users should assume could be in every recreational drug, even CBD gummies. But the numbers are still stunning. More than 106,000 people died of an opioid overdose in 2021. Every year the numbers climb, and it's mostly due to fentanyl. We also know about the overdose-reversing drugs Naloxone or Narcan or another brand, Kloxxado, and efforts to get it into the hands of people who can use it. Well, one solution, meet those people where they are. And for Ingela Travers Hayward and William Perry, that means music festivals. Ingela, a documentary filmmaker, and William, who's in recovery for addiction and is now a recovery counselor, are married, and the founders of a nonprofit called This Must Be the Place. That place is music festivals. They travel from their home in Ohio with thousands of doses of Kloxxado to distribute it at Bonnaroo, Boston Calling, and this past weekend at Lollapalooza in Chicago. And Ingela Travers Hayward and William Perry join us now. Ingela, I'm going to start with you. Your goal at Lollapalooza was to distribute 4,000 doses of Kloxxado. How'd it go?
Oh, it went well, and we actually even exceeded that goal. The final tally, give or take a couple, was about 4,600 doses over the last 4 days. So wow. Chicago turned out in huge numbers for Lollapalooza, and a lot of those people were more than willing to equip themselves with this life-saving medication. It was really amazing.
And William, I just have to ask you, we understand there's an intra-couple competition. Who does the most? Within those 4,600,
yes.
Who won?
Well, you know, I would say that I won, of course, because I went out in the crowd to hand them out. But always behind me is Ingela at the table training and getting people this stuff. And I know that on Sunday when we were like, you know, can we do this any longer? We just kept like eyeing each other like, I'm not going to be the one that stops.
Well, and you know, you've already won big, William Perry, because you overcame your own addiction. And I'm assuming have a special sensitivity to some of the people you interact with. Tell us, you know, how do you approach them? You have a booth you set up? How does it work?
Yeah, so we have a booth that we set up, and we put our corgi all over the place and, you know, make it really kind of fun and approachable. What we find is that what they really want is just some instructions and the equipment to be able to do their part to help out.
Well, and let's tell people, Ingela, because there is some instruction. It's a nose spray. And so how do you instruct them how to use it and when to use it?
Yeah, so I mean, the short version is, it's effectively a Flonase that can save someone's life. But how we sort of give them the explanation is, you know, run through the signs and symptoms. So, you know, the unresponsiveness, shallow breathing, discoloration of the skin, pinpoint pupils is one that we really emphasize because that is specific to an opioid overdose. So if you see those teeny tiny pupils, you know, probably going to have a drug that had fentanyl involved. All it is a simple nasal spray. So you tilt their head back, one nostril, one time, press the plunger in. That's it. We make sure to emphasize keeping them on their side because they'll probably wake up in about 30 to 90 seconds. It's incredibly fast acting, but it'll also feel like the longest 30 seconds of your life. But to just keep them on their side in case they vomit. And then most importantly, making sure to get medical attention because, you know, I think if someone does have to administer it, they will see the person wake up. You know, they have just saved someone's life, but making sure to remember that this is not a substitute for medical care, that they do still need to be checked out so they don't fall back into another overdose after about an hour, hour and a half.
I was going to ask about that because this is very empowering for people, but you're also turning over medical care to civilians. So yes, they always have to call someone. And I'm just wondering, William, have you spoken to people who've actually taken Kloxxado? And have you ever had anyone within the same 4-day festival like a Lollapalooza come back and say, oh my God, I used it?
Absolutely, we have. The first thing that comes to mind is someone earlier this year, and it actually didn't happen at the festival, but there was an after party at a nearby club, but they'd come by our booth and gotten trained and equipped, and it was their very first time getting any knowledge of this stuff or having it. And they had been at that after party that evening, and they used it to reverse an overdose and came back the very next morning. like our booth was their very first stop, and they said, you would not believe what happened. Mm. And we do believe what happened, you know, and that's why we're there, because you don't know if it's going to happen within the next couple hours or if it's going to happen several months down the road.
I'm just curious, have you had that experience of seeing someone overdose? I know that you actually went to prison for your drug use.
Yeah, I've seen far too many overdoses. And I always say, and this is one way that, you know, we connect with people when they come up, we ask them if they know what an overdose looks like. And the sad fact is, once you see one, you cannot unsee it. Mm. Especially if it's someone you love and care about, seeing them in that state is one of the saddest, heart-wrenching things you can ever see.
Well, do I understand that when you were in the depths of your addiction, you lost 17 friends?
Yeah, and that's just quantifying the close friends in my social circle and people, you know, that I knew well. There's so many through my period post-addiction when working in recovery and, you know, existing in the rooms of AA and NA, losing those people as well. We're from the Midwest. It's been really, really bad here.
Yeah, this was in Columbus, Ohio. He mentions Narcotics Anonymous, by the way, for anyone who wanted to try that. But Angela, this might sound like fun to people. Oh, you got to go to Lollapalooza for 4 days. And I'm sure you're watching, you know, you're hearing some of the music and stuff. But I bet it's exhausting.
Yes. And funnily enough, you know, we get that question a lot of, wow, you know, what did you do to party last night? Or who did you go check out last night? To be completely honest, by 9:01 p.m. last night, Perry and I were both sitting on the couch in our Airbnb, gorging our face with cookies. So, you know, by the end of the day, by the time we close that booth up, it's incredibly rewarding, all the conversations that we've had, all of the naloxone that we've passed out, but it's exhausting. You know, you hear more and more stories every time about someone who's lost their brother or someone who's lost their father. Just yesterday, a young kid came up to me and said he administered this on his mother once. You know, you're hearing these stories because the opioid addiction and opioid crisis has touched so many people, and you want to be that person that they can talk to. And it feels really nice knowing that they feel comfortable enough telling you this stuff. But yeah, by the end of the day, all I can focus on is being horizontal and, you know, eating a lot of carbohydrates, if I'm being totally honest.
Well, and having supporters, because part of the reason you hand this out is that it can cost, I think, more than $100 if somebody doesn't have insurance.
Exactly.
These doses are largely donated to you by the makers.
Yes.
And do you have other people involved, or are we speaking to this must be the place? I mean, is it just the two of you?
It is, yes. You know, this is only actually our second year in existence. Our nonprofit grew faster than we ever expected. And so for right now, it's just Perry and I, but then we also have incredible people who are willing to come out and volunteer their time. You know, it's not, you know, a bunch of doctors or nurses who have experience with this stuff. It's just people who really care about wanting to help other people. You know, they might be a tattoo artist. They might run a plant store. You know, we have all kinds of different people who just want to be able to get this stuff out there. One of our most amazing volunteers, he actually, his life was saved 3 times with naloxone. So, you know, he can sort of come at it and explain this stuff to people from a very different and unique point of view. We have people who we absolutely couldn't do this without.
Well, and William Perry, just very briefly, what would you say to people who say, oh, these kinds of things, you know, you're handing them out, that means that people will keep doing drugs because they get an overdose, they'll have this thing. It encourages people to use the drugs.
I would say that whether you hand this out or not, people are going to use drugs. And that's been a fact for much longer than I've been alive. Currently, however, we have fentanyl that is completely and totally infiltrated all of our substance supplies, which has made it deadly for all.
That's William Perry. He and his wife, Ingela Travers Hayward, founders of the nonprofit This Must Be the Place. They go to music festivals, just did 4 days at Lollapalooza to hand out overdose reversal medication. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.